You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
And then there's Melissa. Melissa, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I'm trying to decide. Saturday I went to Potato Day, and Sunday I picked up a bunch of stuff from an online auction.
Both were exciting. Tell me more about Potato Day.
I would say Potato Day without knowing anything else.
What is that?
Well, Potato Day, it was kind of hot outside, but it's an annual festival they have in Greeley at Centennial Village, which is like a historic village. It's really cool. It has a lot of old buildings that they moved there, like an old courthouse and stuff like that. But they celebrate the, you know, the agricultural aspect of Weld County by roasting a million potatoes. And with your admission, you get a loaded baked potato. And they have like Civil War reenactments. There's a beer garden from a local brewery.
What is this? Watching the Civil War eat a potato?
What are these things are all so disjointed.
Charge!
Colorado wasn't even like a battleground state for the
Charge!
Civil War. And then it baked potatoes cool. and kids and what a mishmash.
Yeah.
God. Huh. You know, it's funny. There's a potato board. It's like the professional organization for potato growers, I guess. They had an office here in the Mile High City, and they used to call us. This has been years, but they used to call all the time. They'd say, hey, this is so-and-so from the potato board.
Top spud.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know if they're still listening at the potato board.
That's pretty good, though. It sounds like a fun event.
Sure.
It was.
Go with that.
It was pretty hot.
What was the other stuff, though? What was the stuff you picked up?
My husband and I recently got addicted to online auctions.
Okay.
So we went and picked up a bunch of bargains we scored. That was kind of exciting.
Like what?
Some of the best ones. He got a box of just miscellaneous garage stuff. And it was like less than $20, but it had like nails and screws and hammers. But on the bottom of the box, it had like a brand new mag flashlight and a brand new, like some padlocks. Huh. We got a new microwave for $2.
New microwave?
New, never used.
My goodness.
Just, I don't know, random stuff. Got some Barbie accessories for my daughter for $1.
Oh, my God. Fun. You just had a
I've
hell of a
weekend.
I've never
heard of this. Okay.
Hmm. I know. Yeah, it's cool. My sister just recently turned us on to it, and I wish she hadn't because we're
app?
Out of control.
Is it an app or something?
It's a website, but I don't want to say it on the air because I don't want competition on my bid.
Yeah,
understood.
You're right.
Understood.
I won't ask you then.
I'll text you guys.
Okay, please do.
You got our number. You just called it. So when you're done, text us what it is and we'll check it out.
I love that kind of stuff. So.
I will. It's so fun.
I need some nails and screws.
Well, yeah, who doesn't?
Mostly the second one.
Yeah, well, because I'm married. I mean, it's just like.
Can you get that for $2 on this?
Doesn't
website?
Happen anymore, right? So. $2, yeah, okay, fine.
Grow up, Melissa. Don't be rude.
I'd pay for it.
You pay for it?
I'd pay for it.
Oh, you'd pay for it.
I'm also married.
See? Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Listen, here's how this game works. We're going to ask Melissa. We're going to give Melissa a category. She will have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Now, everybody else who's on hold, John, Jennifer, Anna, and Joshua, we are asking you politely to please not hang up, even if Melissa wins, because we still want to talk to all 4 of you and find out the highlight of your weekend and see if you can top Potato Days. Is that what it was called? Potato Days?
Potato Day.
Okay. There was only enough for one day. They're like, that's plenty.
That's too extreme.
No more carbs.
You don't want to over potato. You don't want to OP.
Over starch.
Yeah.
What happened to him? He OP'd. Okay, here we go. 10 seconds. Melissa, are you a football fan?
I am.
All right, good. Then you should be able to handle this all right. 10 seconds. We want 5 NFL teams. We're looking for their team names that are animals. 5 NFL teams that are animals. Ready and go.
Broncos, Jaguars, Bengals, Bears, Dolphins. Is that 5?
Yeah, it sure is. You're a winner!
I couldn't think of another one.
Holy.
Nobody else hang up. Don't
Rams.
Hang up.
Did you say
Rams?
Rams,
Lions. See, now that I'm not Colts.
Seahawks, Colts.
Oh, so many.
I was under so much pressure, though. It was scary.
You got five.
You did good.
Yay.
One of those people hung up. What would you say to them, Melissa, since they obviously just wanted the prize and they didn't want to talk to us? What would you say to them?
That's a really, really sad state of affairs they're in.
It's rude, isn't it?
It's very rude.
It is. Maybe they had to go to the bathroom really bad.
Nope.
I don't know.
No, they're just rude.
They're just rude. Hey, listen, stand by, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, but do me a big favor. Pay very close attention to everything he tells you, even if you have to write some of it down, okay?
Send that link.
I always do.
Send that link.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye.
Okay, hold on. Don't go away. That's great. Well, John, it went pretty quickly today, but I'm glad you stayed on the line. You and Jennifer and Joshua are the cool kids in the class. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, highlight of my weekend was the wife and I took our dog and we hiked up to Boulder Falls and then we ate at the Hungry Toad.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Look, we're going to overlook the fact that you just said the wife, but that's okay. How was the hike?
It was beautiful. We loved it. The dog loved getting in the creek and the water.
Sure. That's
what was the name of it? What falls?
Boulder Falls.
Boulder Falls.
Boulder Falls.
Oh, what's what'd you eat at the Hungry Toad?
I had a toad in the hole, actually.
A toad in the hole?
I got to look at it.
Excuse me?
It's basically a sausage and a puff pastry mashed potato type thing.
I'm looking it up as we speak.
I want that. I want to go to there.
It says how Boulder does British is. See, now I definitely have to check out because I'm such a freak for British stuff.
They're very, very dog friendly there.
Oh, well, then maybe I won't go.
Dom's out.
I'm out.
Dogs.
All right. Yeah. I hate going to restaurants where there's dogs. That's just me.
But you had me at Puff Pastry.
Patio.
You know, I just have to say this, at the risk of offending our British listeners, and I've already said I love England, I like going to England, I'm tentatively trying to look into going again next year. However, it's not like they are known for their culinary, you know,
masterpieces.
Skills. So it's kind of funny that there is a restaurant based on British food, because even the Brits I know say our food sucks. So
it's
just
actually very delicious.
I'll take your
word
for
it. Sounds good, buddy.
I'll take your word for it.
And the falls look lovely. I looked them up. That's nice. You can't get behind the waterfall, though, can you?
Not that I know of.
No, I'm not going in. One of my dreams is to make out with my wife behind a waterfall, so I need to get a different waterfall.
It's so funny, because that is my dream, too.
Oh,
I want to make out with Jeremy's wife behind a waterfall.
How about that, John?
So.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, you can too if you want.
Sure. Take a number. No, it's like taking
I'm
a number
good.
At the deli.
Harsh.
I'm good.
Harsh. All right, John.
John, you're a good sport, buddy. Thank you for being on the show with us. Thank you for holding.
Sure. You bet. Have a good day.
See you later there, Johnny boy.
The two women who are holding both hung up.
WTF, you guys.
Yeah. They hung up. Rude. Joshua, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Thank you for holding. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, I went to my sister's wedding on Friday, but the drive to the wedding wasn't easy on Thursday evening.
Yeah?
Huh.
Yeah, just near Eagle, I just got stopped by traffic because there was a construction and accident. So after waiting a while, I had to make a detour. So after driving out of that berm, I had to go back to Gypsum and then take the road all the way from Gypsum to Colorado River Road.
Hold on, I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, hold on. I got to know this detour.
Then you take the road to Gypsum. Okay,
all right.
Got it.
So that put you behind.
How was the wedding?
Oh, it was a wonderful wedding. My sister, Savannah, was married to Jonathan, and I went to the Fort Collins Temple for the reception.
Okay, so your sister's name is Savannah.
Unana.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something. And the husband's name is, did you say Jonathan?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, do you like Jonathan?
The first time I met her was the next morning when I arrived back at Denver at 12:15 at midnight. I was tired after a long drive.
So you didn't think too much of Jonathan, is what you're saying.
You were tired, though.
Did Jonathan grow on you?
Yeah, I tried to make it back to Denver after making a huge detour around the...
Is that around Gypsum?
Construction.
That's probably where I would have detoured, too. That's good. Did you get your sister a gift for the wedding?
Oh, I gave her a card and $100.
Whoa, high roller.
Big spender.
Jeez, yeah. Aloo.
And a blender only might have been $35 or something.
Yeah, you went all out.
So my sister wanted an ice cream maker, a ninja ice cream maker, but I couldn't afford it.
How much are those?
Well, over $300.
I didn't know you could get a ninja ice cream maker.
Ice cream maker?
I gotta look this up.
Would she have been okay with a $100 ice cream maker?
Nah, you want the ninja.
I don't know. It's an 11-in-1 ice cream maker.
There's a ninja ice cream maker for $170 at Walmart.
Mm. Yeah, but we use Amazon.
Oh, well.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, you
can order online from Walmart.
You could have
turned
left at Gypsum, and there's a Walmart.
Yeah, but I didn't go into the town of Gypsum. I just went to north out of Gypsum.
You got to make time.
Colorado River to detour around Eagle. Hmm.
You had quite the adventure, my friend.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it took me all the way to Kremlin, and then on I-40, not I-40, but...
Wait, now I got to start writing this down again.
Now
hold
on.
I-40? No, I got, hold on. Kremlin, and then Highway 40.
Yeah, passing to Granby.
Yeah.
And Fraser Winter Park.
Sure. Oh,
beautiful area.
Get back to I-70, just in case if I-70 is still having problems all the way up to the Eisenhower Tunnel.
It's a mess. It's always a mess.
Did you... So you went through Empire, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know Empire is the home of the original Hard Rock Cafe?
I didn't know.
Mm. But it's not the Hard Rock Cafe chain that we're all familiar with. It's
different.
It was a mom and pop place called the Hard Rock Cafe. You still drive past it, I think, in Empire. And the big chain tried suing them to make the location in Empire change their name. And the court said, screw you, Hard Rock Cafe chain. These guys in Empire were first. Yeah.
How about that?
How about that, Joshua?
Yeah. Now, right now, I'm just making my way back to Grand Junction for college. I started at 8 p.m.
Which way did you turn then, when you were coming back from college?
Oh, well, I just had to turn off the I-70 eastbound to I-70 westbound to get to Gypsum and then head north.
You're going
to
know every road in the state by the time you're done.
Yeah. You know what I recommend?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think you should get a tattoo on your back of the...
I don't get tattoos.
I know, but hear me out, though, Joshua. This might change your mind. Get a tattoo on your back that is like a roadmap of all of the roads that you have taken in Colorado.
Yeah, that will never happen.
All right. Well,
don't do that. That sounds ridiculous, Joshua.
Listen, we've really enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a great day, my friend. Thank you for being on the show, okay?
You're welcome.
And congratulations to Savannah and Jonathan.
Beautiful wedding.